What's wrong with this thing? My RoboDino won't listen to me. I think it's broken.
Looks like someone needs to read the instruction manual to make his toy obey. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. This is Zach, and I hope that you're ready for today's story. But first, let's jump into God's Word. Here's a verse from the New Testament letter to the Romans, chapter 15, verse 4. It says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." Okay, let's hear today's story. It's called The Disobedient Dino. It was the day he had been waiting for, his 8th birthday. Ian couldn't wait to open his gifts. He had been asking for a RoboDino for months and was certain he would not be disappointed. He couldn't wait to train it to sit, roll over, do his chores, and roar at his sister. With his family watching, he tore into a large wrapped box, and there it was, RoboDino. "Yes," Ian cried. "Thank you, Dad. Can I start training him now?" "Sure," said Dad, laughing. "But don't you want to open your other gifts?" After opening a block set from his sister and new art supplies from his grandparents, Ian began RoboDino's training. "Sit," he commanded his new toy. The dino roared. "Roll over," Ian called out. The dino leapt into the air and wagged its tail, like he wanted to fetch. "Roar," Ian yelled, becoming frustrated. The robot lay down and began snoozing. "This is not going well," Ian said. He tried again and again to get the dino to obey his commands, but the robot did not want to cooperate. He seemed to do everything except what Ian wanted him to do. "What's wrong with this thing?" said Ian. "Mom, my dinosaur is broken." "Ian," Mom replied, "did you try reading the instructions? They came with the dino to help you teach it to do the right things. If you read the instructions, I'm sure this training will be much easier." "Yeah, I guess I should have read the manual first," said Ian. "You know, this makes me think of what we talked about in church this week," said Mom. "God's Word is like an instruction manual. We need to read it so we know how He wants us to live our lives, and whenever we have problems, the Bible will help us to know what to do. God loves us, created us, and wants to guide us so we're doing His will, not the opposite, like your dino." Ian smiled. "I guess I have a lot of reading to do," he said, then sat down and began to read RoboDino's instructions. You know, that kind of reminds me of another great Bible verse that's actually about reading the Bible. The Apostle Paul wrote these words to his young friend Timothy as a way to encourage him to read the Bible as well. This one from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. It says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Well, how about you? Do you read your Bible to learn about God and find out how He wants you to live your life? When you're worried about a problem, is that the first place you turn? Sometimes we think we can figure things out on our own, but we need God's instruction to help us do things His way. Read your Bible and do what it says. Our key verse for today is Psalm 119, verse 105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And our key thought for the day, read life's instructions. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.